Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. If you are the one or two people who are watching the video, you will see there's a little bit of a different framing situation. I am sitting down because I have a leg problem. I'll try not to complain about it too much, but oh, it's not good, and I need to get it figured out. So sitting is a little bit better for me in this specific situation. So I am sitting, and I had to tilt the camera down, and here we go. Let's talk about, let's do the penultimate episode of the Fs, the second to last one. It's going to be a little bit short, just like the next one. Guess it's not very short, just a tiny, tiny little bit short. All right, the first word in this episode is the first form of the word future, F-U-T-U-R-E. This one is an adjective from the 14th century, number one. That is to be. Ooh, what an interesting definition. That is to be. Specifically, existing after death. Ooh, I guess I don't really see a connection between the main definition and the specifically part. That is to be, the things that are to be, that will come, that is the future. But existing after death, that is the future. The future of a thing after you die is what is to be there. Okay. Number two is of relating to or constituting a verb tense expressive of time yet to come. Okay, so this is the verb tense, the future tense of the verb. So there's a verb to sleep, and the verb, the future tense would be I will sleep. I will sleep. That's the only one I can think of. There's other weird forms like I will have slept. I would be sleeping. I don't know. Will sleep. Okay, so yes, it's the verb tense expressive of time yet to come. This is the thing that's not here yet, but it will be coming. Number three, existing or occurring at a later time. The example is met his future wife. It's a funny way to talk about the tenses, the past, the present, the future in this example, because met his future wife. You're talking about the past. This situation, he met his future wife in the past. Met is the past form. He met his future wife in the future. She will become his wife, but that is still in the past of when this sentence is being said, because which is even more in the future than the future wife, because how will you know that she will become his wife if that's also not in the past? Okay. Lots of tenses hurting my brain. All right, let's look at the etymology. I hate flipping back and forth about this. Okay, so this is from the Latin futurus, which means about to be. It's about to be, and there's more at the word be. Okay, back to the main page. Sorry, we just had a little bit at the bottom of that page. So that was the, what was it? Was that the adjective, I think? That was the adjective for future. And now we shall make a sound effect, and we got more future stuff. Most of this episode is future related. So my sound effect will be, wow, what's the future? When I think about, the future things, I go, whoo! Isn't that what you say? All right, now we have the second form of future, which is a noun from the 15th century. Number 1A, time that is to come. Time that is to come. That is the future. Number 1B, what is going to happen? Just all the stuff that's going to happen. What is that? It's the future. Sometimes I wish I knew the future. Sometimes I think I have do know the future. Sometimes I think with all of my bodily problems, I'm going to end up in a wheelchair forever. forever and ever. That will be my future. That is what is going to happen. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Number two. Oh, this is... Okay. This is an expectation of advancement or progressive development. An expectation of advancement or progressive development. You are expecting things to progress and advance in a certain way. I kind of feel like our current political situation is not doing that. We are not progressing or advancing in a lot of ways because of who is running our government, and it makes me very sad and unhappy. Number three, something as a bulk commodity bought for future acceptance or sold for future delivery. And this is usually used in plural, as in grain futures. I've heard about this. You know, they're dealing with these in the stocks and stuff. What are the futures of the grain? How much will be bought and sold in the future? We're trying to predict it, but we don't know. So we gotta hire a psychic to tell us all about the grain futures. And they didn't do a good job because we found them on their 900 number. 4A, the future tense of a language. That's the future. Number 4B, a verb form in the future tense. So, yes, what did we talked about that before? Sleeping. Sleeping is right now. That's the present tense. But I will sleep. But isn't there... There's no version of the word in English that you don't add a word beforehand to make it future. I will sleep. Sleep. Sleeped. I sleeped. That's the pants test. The past tense. Sleeped or slept? Probably more slept. Maybe I needed more sleep because we're feeling a little delirious today. Okay, moving on to, I guess it's the sound effect. I go, whoa. Now we have the word futureless. Ooh, this sounds very sad. I immediately think of some young person who is terminally ill and they have no future. What does the definition actually say? This is an adjective from 1863, and it is having no future. Futurelessness, that is a noun. You've got so much futurelessness because you're about to die. I don't know. Of course, my brain automatically goes to death because that's easy. But what is there anything else that could be futureless that has no future? Your career has no future. Your career is futureless because you're just not good at what you're doing. Maybe you should do something else. Futureless. I hope I'm not futureless. I would like to have a future. Ooh, and then when I see the future, I will go, whoa. Now we have future perfect. Adjective from circa 1898. This is, we're talking about verb tenses again. This would the future perfect tense of the words. Okay, so this is of, relating to, or constituting a verb tense that is traditionally formed in English with the words will have and also shall have, and that expresses completion of an action by a specified time that is yet to come. Future perfect is also a noun. So how can we put that into an actual example? Will have or shall have. Like, okay, let's go back to sleeping. I will have slept. It's the future because we're talking about the future, but it's like you're talking about it as if it happened in the future. I will have slept, which is kind of the past. It's so you can use words in such interesting ways. I think there's a lot of other languages that have similar forms, but of course, depending on the language, they're going to be constructed differently. But yes, here in English, we're saying will have or shall have in the future perfect tense. I will have slept after I am up all day. Then I go to bed and I will have slept. Whoa! Now I have, ooh, future shock. The future makes me go, whoa. The future makes me go, whoa. So future shock is a noun from 1965. It is the physical and psychological distress suffered by one who is unable to cope with the rapidity of social and technological changes. Sometimes I feel a little bit like I got the future shock. Technology and everything is changing so rapidly, I can't keep up with it. I'm old. I don't know what the young kids are doing these days. And eventually they're going to get to the same place, maybe even quicker than I am, because technology is going so quick that even they can't keep up with stuff. I got a little bit of the future shock. It's a little bit like, what is it, ticket shock? What's the other thing when the price of the car is too much and you're like, whoa, ticket, is it ticket shock? Is it something like that? But no, future shock. I am shocked. I am shocked by the future. The future is shocking me. Oh my God, we got things you could put in your brains to control computers and limbs. What else do we have in the future? Oh, we are working on flying cars. I've seen things in the future. They're working on the flying cars. All right. When I have the future shock, I'm like, oh, what? Now we have futurism. Noun from 1909. Number one, a movement in art, music, and literature begun in Italy about 1909 and marked especially by an effort to give formal expression to the dynamic energy and movement of mechanical processes. Futurism. Well, let's just look up some futurism art. Let's type in the words futurism art. Here we go. So let's remind ourselves, started in Italy in the early 1900s, marked especially by an effort to give formal expression to the dynamic energy and movement of mechanical processes. What does that even mean? Well, the AI says futurism was an avant-garde art movement born in Italy around 1909, celebrating modernity, speed, technology, and dynamism, and rejecting the past. We hate the past. We're all about the future. We're making stuff in the present that represents the future, and pretty soon it will be the past. Key characteristics include themes of machines like cars and trains, and depiction of movement through techniques like blurring and repetition, and the use of manifestos to spread its radical artistic, political, and social ideals. Notable futurist artists include Filippo Tommaso Marinetti, Giacomo Balla, Carlo Carrà, and Umberto Boccioni. Now, here's the thing. Now, I wasn't sure until I looked this up. I went to a futurism museum when I was in Milan not all that long ago. In fact, on this other link, the image that is shown is something, it's like one of the first things you see when you go into this museum. I think the museum, it was like 19-something, which basically stood for the 1900s. Because it was started in the early 1900s, and I think, if I remember correctly, the museum goes from early 1900 all the way into like the 60s or the 70s, so it's really, maybe even later than that, so it's really like the whole of that century is futurism, and I guess I should post some pictures on the social media that I took when I was there. There's some really, really cool stuff. I really liked a lot of it, and it was just like, ooh, we're calling this futurism because we're living in the future, but we are interested in the future and we don't like the past. I don't know what all they had to say, but yeah, there was some really cool art there, and it's largely Italian, and I liked it. I did. All right, so that was futurism. Oh, number one. Now we got number two, a point of view that finds meaning or fulfillment in the future rather than in the past or present. So this is your own point of view that you find meaning or fulfillment in the future rather than the past or the present. How would that manifest itself? What are the thoughts that you're thinking? You think, oh, I find comfort in the future. There is a future. I am comforted by the fact that we are not futureless. There will be a future. There is some kind of future, but you never get to the future. So how do you even know what that feels like? How do you know how you're going to feel about the future? Is it just the idea that you're happy that there is a future? And then the past and the present, you're like, I don't like that stuff. I don't get fulfillment. I don't get happiness from the past or the present. The things that are happening now, the things that are that happened before, don't like them. But I'm very interested in the future. I'm always striving for the future, which never will arrive. And the past is gone. It's not happening now. It's not happening now. The present is the only moment. Right now, what's going on right now? We're always just in the now. Be here now. The time is now. All right, moving on to, futurist, noun from circa 1846. Number one, one who studies and predicts the future, especially on the basis of current trends. Now, this is something you can do at home. You can do this. You can be a futurist at home. You look at the current trends. What are the trends? You look at the past. Where were things going? You take up the prices of things. You take whatever thing that's changing. You look at that from the past. You follow its arc. You look at it where it is now. And then you say, well, there's a pattern here. I can see there's a pattern. And so I can extract that information and I can predict what's going to happen in the future with this thing. Maybe it's on a chart. People did this a long time ago, and they were seeing that technology in some form doubles every certain amount of years or something. So it was this like exponential chart that they mapped out. And I feel like we're not even going to be able to deal with technology. It's going to be so much better or faster than our brains can even comprehend. I don't know. That's one thing. What else? The prices of cars, the prices of gas. You know, if you're looking at trends, there are things that will change the trends, but, you know, by and large, maybe you can predict things and you can be a little bit of a futurist and you can say, I predict that that's where we're going. We're going right over there in that direction. That's our future. You can be a futurist. All right. So, look at your own life. This is the easy thing that you can do. You can look at your own life. Look at the choices that you have made. Look at what you're doing and make choices to create the future. You can be a futurist by not just looking at the trends, but like, that's the future I want to make. Be that kind of futurist. Number two is one who advocates or practices futurism. And that would be the art form or the one where the person finds meaning or fulfillment in the future. Futurist is also an adjective. Whoa. You gotta have big wide eyes when you say that. Next is futuristic, adjective from 1915, of relating to or characteristic of the future, futurism, or futurology. Also, the very simple definition of very modern. Oh, that's so futuristic. It's so cool. It's so very modern and contemporary. Look how cool that is. Ooh, the DeLorean with some extra things on it. That was very futuristic in the 80s when we saw that in Back to the Future. Back to the Future. Let's see. Anything else about futuristic? Futuristically, that is an adverb. And of course, we don't have any additional etymology because we know these are all from the word future, and we already talked about that etymology. Futuristic. I'm not wearing anything futuristic right now. I don't think so. No, I'm very old. All right. Whoa! Now we have futurity. Futurity. This is a noun from 1604, number one. Time to come, the synonym is future. Two, the quality or state of being future. Ah, you're so future. Is this, first of all, this word sounds weird. But I guess that would be the adjective, which is that is to be, existing after death, of or relating to, or constituting the verb tense. The quality or state of being future. But I do think that the young kids should start using this adjective in this way. Ah, you're so future. If they don't do it, I'm going to do it. Number three, this one's plural. So the futures, this is future events or prospects. Number 4A, a horse race, usually for two-year-olds, in which the competitors are nominated at birth or before. So this is where you are looking, you are saying that in the future, my horse will be so good that it will run this race and it will win. So you're predicting that your horse is going to be a very good racer based on their parents and their lineage. This is fascinating. I mean, I understand that people will do this based on like, oh, well, yeah, their parents were so good at racing that they must be good at racing too. So let's put my two-year-olds in a race in 2 years from now. Also, I think it's just funny to think of human two-year-olds running in a horse race. Number 4B, a race or competition for which entries are made well in advance of the event. Yep. Well, we're doing those future events. We're predicting, we're saying well in advance who's going to be in it. Okay, so that was all futurity. The futurities. We're not calling the races the futures. We're calling them the futurities. Okay, now we're going to go to whoa! Our last future word is futurology. Obviously, this needs to be an episode on the podcast Ologies. This is a noun from 1946. It is a study that deals with future possibilities based on current trends. So, of course, the futurist is looking at those common trends and making those predictions, and their study and all the research that they're doing, it all falls under the umbrella of futurology. Futurological, that is an adjective, and futurologist, that is a noun. A futurologist and a futurist, I guess, could be the same thing. Fascinating. I think that's fascinating. So I want to try to be a little bit more of a futurist and look at the past and look at where we are now and see if I can predict where we're going. And whatever thing that is, lots of different things are there. All right, let's move on to one more word for this episode, which is, woo, futz. F-U-T-Z. This is a verb. Looks like it's only intransitive from circa 1930. This is slang. And the synonym is the number one definition for fool around. This is often used with the word around. So you would say futz around, which is why the synonym is fool around. Do we need to read? Should we read the definition for fool around? I mean, I can think of what it could be, but I think there might be other possibilities. Let's see. Fool around is going to be right here. Number one, to spend time idly, aimlessly, or frivolously. It's fun to just sit and hang about. Futz around. But there's more. We have an example. Futz around without producing any worthwhile music. And that is a quote from John Kegel. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. John Kugel. So John Kugel was talking about somebody who was not doing anything. They were just hanging around frivolously, aimlessly, not making any worthwhile music. They were probably talking about a musician. So let's see. This word is perhaps partly modified or part translation of the Yiddish word Arum Fartzen Zich. That's a long one that got shortened to futz. By the way, that Yiddish phrase, those two words, literally means to fart around. To fart around. I think that we should bring this back. I mean, the word fart is literally in there. Arumfartzen Zich. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I hope I'm close. Oh, those Yiddish phrases are great. So, to fart around, and then somehow it became futz. Was it the fartzen became futz? I don't know. But yeah, basically, it's just fart around. I'm just going to fart around. Hey, Sunday fun day. Let's go. Let's futz around. Let's futz around and see what happens. Futz. F-U-T-Z. All right. Well, that's a pretty good word. Now, it is time for me to pick a word of the episode. We had today future, futureless, future perfect, future shock, futurism, futurist, futuristic, futuristics. Did I read that one? I may not have. That one is futuristics, noun from 1969. The synonym is just futurology. There we go. We got it. Also, futurity, futurology, and futz. Now, do I pick a future word or do I pick futz? Ooh, this is hard because I do enjoy the concept of the future and things that are going on in the future and what's going to happen in the future and the future shock and the futuristic things. But I also like the idea of futzing about, futzing around, farting around. Ooh, this is hard. It is completely unimportant. And so let's pick futz as the word of the episode. I like to futz around. I like to futz around. I'm not doing anything productive. I'm just farting on my couch, futzing around. Wow. I just can't believe how amazing that was. Can you? No, you can't. All right. It is now time for me to tell you about a movie that I watched, which was... I checked this. I think I talked about the overnight, the next movie I saw. I should mark this off on my little list here. This was while I was helping to film that low-budget horror movie. One of the nights we had free, and somebody said, hey, we are going to watch this movie because it's very fun. And it was, I think, a tiny little inspiration for the film that it was the producer who said that we're going to watch this, and he said, we're going to watch this movie, and there's a little bit of an inspiration for the movie that he ended up having a hand in writing the story for the one that we were shooting, and this movie that we watched was Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Dream Master, which I don't think I had ever seen before, but boy, that's a fun movie with some crazy prosthetics, especially at the end. Oh, that looked like that would have been such a fun movie to make. Yeah, you know, if you like that stuff, Freddy Krueger is trying to kill people in their dreams, and he is succeeding. He is knocking them off one by one. And it was just fun to watch it with some, cast and crew, from the movie that we were making. We were all just hanging out there, and it was very fun. All right, that will be the end of this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. Only one more to go for the Fs. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye from the future.